Okay. Good morning, your bow tie. So there's one thing I just want to, all right, just wanted to fill in from last time, which is the issue that comes up, I think, twice an hour Gemara. Tosos on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, so just a side point, says, in Tomer, am I inducing Kayemis? One of them says Shtei Shos, one of them says Shalosh Shos, because if you had asked them, remember, this is according to Rava, says, if you had asked them, then you have to be machmer and say maybe they would have said something that doesn't match, because we see it later. Maybe one of them was said at the beginning of the second hour, which is before sunrise, and the other one meant the third hour, which is after sunrise. And we know, on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, that one says before sunrise, one says after sunrise, then they're liars, because you can't make a mistake whether it's before sunrise or after sunrise. That's the question of Tosos. And then he proves that the beginning of the second hour is before sunrise. And he answers, no, it depends how they say it, right? If they say the words before sunrise and after sunrise, then they're liars. Because one of them is saying before sunrise and one of them is saying after sunrise. But if they say the second hour and the third hour, even if they say the beginning of the second hour, and the beginning of the third hour, then they're not necessarily liars. They just, one of them knew it was before sunrise, one of them knew it was after sunrise, and they just made a mistake about which hour it was. Because not everyone knows which hour is before sunrise and which hour is after sunrise. Okay, so that's one question. And Rashi is, okay, well, let's go to the second question. The second question is on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. On Yud Beis Amud Aleph, at least according to our Yerusha in the Gemara, at the bottom, it says that in order to be mazin them, you need to be mazin them, yavin lo mitchila shar mishona ad sof chamish, right? If they say 2 and 3, we have to say they were elsewhere from the first beginning of the first hour till the end of the fifth hour. Why? Because if we only know where they were in the second hour, it could be they made a mistake. It was really in the first hour, and they said the second. So the kasha that number that Rishonim asked on that line with Mar is, hold on a second. How could, now this is the kasha that Bali Tosos asked, and the Rabbi David asked, the Chicharan asked, which I didn't put on the Makor sheet, but you know, more than that, the Rishonim section, Dovid number second. They ask, hold on a second, how could anyone be confused between the first and the second hour? The first hour is before sunrise, and the second hour is generally after sunrise. First hour is before sunrise, the second hour is after, and certainly at the very least, forget about the second hour. For Rabbi Yehuda, if they say 3 and 5, you give them the beginning of the first hour. The third hour is definitely after sunrise, the first hour is definitely before sunrise. So that is the kasha of the that's the kasha of the Rishonim, and there are, two basic answers. So you have two parallel kashas. One is two similar questions, right? One is, let's go on, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. What's the muchach? You have to give them, if they say 3 and 5 or 2 and 3, you have to imazin them from the beginning of 1. That shows you could confuse 2 with 1 and you can confuse 3 with 1. So, right? So, how can they confuse third with the first if the first is before sunrise? And similar, the question on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, which is, if you assume that, like Rav, we always have to assume the worst in terms of which part of the hour they meant, because we see the hadith. So maybe one guy meant the beginning of the second. How can they confuse beginning of the second hour with the third hour? The beginning of the second hour is before sunrise. What? Yes, I make it up. Thank you. Okay, and what are the answers? Basically, the assumption of this answer seems to be that you can confuse before sunrise and after sunrise. if you don't say it as Lashon of sunrise, right? What's the main answer? Well, first of all, who avoids this question? At least question number one. Who seems to have taken pains to avoid question number one? Rav Chananel. Because Rav Chananel, he doesn't say, and you know, he's not reacting to our printed Gemaras, obviously, but he has a different Gersa on Yudbeis Amud Aleph. What's his different Gersa on Yudbeis Amud Aleph? If I find it, what does he say? Yavilu kuluto sayhu, meaning, our Gemara says from the first hour through the fourth hour, the fifth hour, etc. He says from the second hour through the fourth hour. Or the second hour through the fifth hour. Basically, he says, from the second hour through the fifth hour, or from the second hour through the sixth hour. And why? He explains. And likewise, he says, they testify the ninth hour. You have to be mazdim through the 11th hour. So he doesn't say you have to be mazen in the first hour. Why not? Because the first hour is, like he says in the next one. What's the next thing he says? He says, V'lama amru shaninu echad amru shtei shos, v'lo shaninu echad amru shah rishon, no fi shah rishon, shu shah tu shah yibay, shu arvis ain onim to obahem. Says there is no mistake. No one can make a mistake in the first and the second, or the 11th and the 12th. Because the first hour is, now, he doesn't say exactly why. He says chakras. That's all he says, is chakras. But according to his Gersa, it's no problem, because to his Gersa, no one makes a mistake in the first hour or the 12th hour. L'chora, he means, because the first hour is before sunrise, and the 12th hour is after sunset. Therefore, you can't make a mistake, right? Because if the first hour is just the beginning of the day, you could make a mistake. What do you mean? You can tell the difference between the middle of the first hour and the beginning of the second hour? I don't know. Anyway, so this is no problem. Okay, he doesn't ask Tobus question out of base. Basically, the Rebbe Chananel seems to have taken pains to avoid this. It says explicitly no one can make a mistake in the first hour and the 12th hour, because the first hour is too early. Which would fit. He doesn't say explicitly the words before sunrise, but before sunrise. One of the, however, the Bali Tosos and the Rebbe of Dublin, the Chalisha Ran answer, and Rashi. Rashi never asked either of these questions, but he answers them. Because what does Rashi say in your base of base? Rashi says, the last line in base of base, Lo shanu haf sanhedrin el shihidu al shol, so lo tziu b'fiev shem anitzachama ein hatos elokata. That's all they say hours, but if they say the words anitzachama, then that's not a mistake, that's a lie. What does Rashi seem to be hinting at here? Why does he have to say the words? Seems to be hinting at that if they just have hours that are before and after sunrise, that could be a mistake. But if they say the word sunrise, then that can't be a mistake, which the same answer is Tosos and all the other Rishonim. So Rashi and the other Rishonim, what's the Teirutz of Rashi and Tosos and Rabbi David and the Ran, Kedisha Ran, which are all the Rishonim who asked this question, they said, no, if they Amru b'fei Rosh Kodem v'achar hanetz e'efshar lomar shetahu, but Amru Sha'ah, right, this Rashi, he doesn't explicitly question answer, but why does he have to add the words, Hotziu b'fiyam shem hanitzachama. Sounds like, if you say the same thing with the word Neitzachama, it's different than saying without the word Neitzachama, which is the same as Tosos. For Omru Sha'ah shekodem hanitz, v'sha'ah sha'achrei hanitz, efshar shetahu. Right? So, if way, the first hour and the second hour could be a mistake. But before the nates and after, before our nates and after our nates cannot be mistaken. Why is that? So you could say one of two explanations the Tosfos Shas actually has two ways of putting it. But what the way our Tosfos says is, it could be that they don't know which hours before Netzachama, which hours after Netzachama. And the Rabbeinu David says it a little differently, and the Tosfos Shas says both pshatim, but how? So one is Tosfos. Tosfos says that Einan became Bishos, right? They say knows which hour is before and after Hanetz, right? So therefore they can make a mistake. He said the second hour is really the first. He said the third hour really the first. Okay, he didn't realize which hour is before or after Hanetz. The other possibility is what Rebbeinu David says, of course, a little better enough for being based. He says maybe they didn't see the sunrise at all. You could make a mistake between before and after the sunrise if you don't see the sunrise. If you said the word sunrise, you saw the sunrise. So you can't be mistaken, it has to be a lie. But if you just said the first hour, the second hour, the third hour, maybe you just didn't see the sunrise. Maybe it was black, maybe it was cloudy, etc. Okay, so anyway, Kitzer, what they're saying is that if you don't see the word sunrise, you could make a mistake between before and afterwards. Either because you meant you both met after the sunrise, but you didn't know which hour is before and after. Because one you met before, one you met after, because you didn't see the sunrise. The Rishash makes an interesting ha'ara here. This is all very, very technical. The reason I brought it up is just because of the Gael Maisa. The Rishash makes an interesting ha'ara here that all these Rishonim, both Rashi and Tosfos, and Rabbeinu David and the Ran and the Chora Rabbeinu Hananel, are based on what assumption? What do we call that nowadays? Magen Avraham, right? Remember the Magen Avraham and the Gras Zman Kriyashma, right? It's a fundamental machloksi, the Magen Avraham and the Gras, whether the Shos Zmanios, all of Rishas, are measured from sunrise to sunset, that's the Gras, or from Alos HaShachar, Tzeis HaKochavim, that is the Magen Avraham. Means for the Gras, the first hour starts after sunrise, and all the hours are while the sun's up. For the Magen Avraham, the first hour starts at Alos HaShachar, and then the sun rises, sometime during the around the second hour somehow. Okay, you have to work out that 24 mil, 5 mil, but sometime around the beginning of the second hour. So all these Rishonim are assuming like the Magen Avraham, right? This is the Riyadua, the Rishoni Ashkenaz, Rashi and Tosfos, and the Rishoni Sfarad of the Beit Medrash of the Ramban, meaning after time of Tosfos, held like the Magen Avraham, if I can speak anachronistically. So the Rishas points out, however, according to the Gra, which is the Shita of the Rambam and the Gaonim Lechora, then of course all these questions are stupid, because any hours after sunrise, the first hours after sunrise, the second hours, all the hours are after sunrise. By definition, according to the Gra, all hours are after sunrise, and there's nothing to talk about. Okay, so here we see, why do I point this out? This is the main place in Shas where we see which Rishonim held like the Magen Avraham. I happen to mention here. This is the main mocker in Shas for the Machlokas, where I brought Magen Avraham, is our Sugya, because Davka and our Sugya, you see the most Rishonim anywhere in Shas who hold like the Shos of the Magen Avraham. There are many people in the world who, everyone has their Masorah. But there are people in the world who, until they got to Psachim, Daf Yud Aleph, Daf Yud Bet, held like the Gra. Once they passed Psachim, Daf Yud Aleph, and Yud Bet, they started holding like the Magen Avraham, because they saw how many Rishonim hold like the Magen Avraham. Of course, the Gra also knew about this, and it didn't bother him, so you needn't be bothered, according to the standard Yeshiva Sheminhag, to follow the Gra. Kederach HaYeshivas. Kederach HaYeshivas, general, to follow the Gra. Not just in the Sugya. Okay, so that's just a nice ha'ara. The Rishas points out that if you do go through the essays written about Zman HaYom, it all starts more sugya, because you have Tosos where you start on the Ran Mefurash, you say. The first hour and part of the second hour is before sunrise. Magen Avraham, Rashi seems to imply that, and Rabbeinu Hanano seems to imply that. Okay, let's go by turn the Gemara then. Says the Gemara. We're up to Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Now, if you recall, from after the Mishnah in Alpha and Beis till the top of Yud Beis Amud Beis has nothing to do with Pesachim. It's just basically a copy paste of a sugya from Sanhedrin. Now, here we understand what it's doing. Here, if we go to the third line, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, Tanan, Rebbeir, Omer, Ochim, Kol, Chamesh, Vesorfim, Tchilas, Sheish. Rebbe Yehuda, Omer, Ochim, Kol, Arba, Vesorfim, Kol, Chamesh, Vesorfim, Tchilas, Sheish. So they argue about how many hours would you be mistaken. So they argue in Sanhedrin how many hours you'd be mistaken. They argue in Pesachim how many hours you'd be mistaken. There seems to be some vague lishitasek. In both cases, Rabbi Yehuda thinks you'd be mistaken more hours than Rabbi Meir. But it's not a match. So the Gemara asks, La Abaye, Libidar Meir, Dalmar, Enon, Tov, Lo, Klo, Mechol, Kulashet. According to Abaye, according to the verse version of Abaye, you don't make any mistake. You should be able to eat the whole 6th hour till noon. And if you hold your cool a little, Nechol at Soshis. You should be able to eat until close to the end of the 6th hour. So the problem is nothing works for Abaye. Rav Meir says you make a mistake. The two versions of Abaye or Rav Meir says no mistake or a mistake only. Rav Meir, Rav Meir is worried about an hour mistake. And Rav Yehuda, the two versions are half hour mistake or an hour plus a little. But the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda is worried about 2 hours. So it doesn't match. The Gemara says, no problem. I'm Rabbaye. The defendant of Eidos was sure of this reason. No, Eidos is not for everyone. Someone who comes to give Eidos. Make sure themselves and double checks, triple checks, and really works very hard, is very careful about it. But Chametz, every single Jew in the world has Pesach coming that day. And therefore, you can't expect every Jew in the world to be as careful as Eden. And that's why we have to be more machmir and because we're more a mistake for every Jew in the world than for Eden. Okay, very reasonable. Agav, there's a little bit of machlokas here between Tosos and the Rebbeinu Dabbeh. Tosos, Dermasol, Nechol, Kulashis. If there's no mistake, how long can you eat? Right? This is the only sheet. There's no mistake. If there's no mistake, how long can you eat? Come. It says Tosos, La Dafka, Kulashis, the Hatzorik, Lisrof, Tov, Sheish. Lav dav the whole 6th hour, because you have to burn it during the 6th hour. You can't wait for the 7th hour to burn it. That's the sheet of Tosos here. And Rabbeinu Dabbeh argues on Tosos and says, what are you talking about? Of course you can wait for the 7th hour to burn it. It means literally, nechol kula shis. So, nechol kula shis, the whole 6th hour. Says Tosfos, Lavdavka. It's Sarach Lisrof. It's Sof Sheish. It says Rabbeinu Dabbeh, Davka. It's Sarach Lisrof. It's Chilas Sheva. Again, it's all the Fida Hav, meaning that you don't make a mistake. I mean, Gordas. Gordas, you make a mistake. Because Eidos is Masur Lakot. Sorry. Chametz is muscle kol, and you make a big mistake for 1 hour, 2 hours, for an hour. This is Fi da Havamina. Fi Havamina She'eino Tole Klal. According to the Havamina, there's no mistake at all. So, why does Tosfos hold that here the Rabbeinu Dabbeh says, what's the shot of Tosfos? Tosfos holds they have to burn at the end of 6 because you're not allowed to own it in the beginning of the 7th hour and burn it then. Right? That's why, what's the svar of Tosfos? Okay. What's the svar for Rabbeinu Dabbeh? That's easy. That it only becomes usher in the 7th hour. What's the svar of Tosfos? So Rabbeinu Dabbeh says, what's the svara of Tosfos? Svara says Rabbeinu Dabbeh, the Das Tosfos, right away.
Right.
And he quotes Ramban, who says like that on Daf Dalet. This is very, I just want to point out, his pshat in Tosfos seems to be impossible. This seems to be against two Tosfosim. On Daf Dalet on base. I mean, not coincidental. Two Tosfos actually tell him Daf Dalet on base. What does Tosfos say on Daf Dalet on base? First, Tosfos says, Midor Dibras, Midor Raisa, Bittli, Amasagi. Tosfos says that Tashvisu can't mean Bittl, because when do you do Tashvisu? In the seventh hour. And in the seventh hour, it's too late to do Bittl. So Tosfos assumes that Midor Raisa, you do Tashvisu in the seventh hour, not at the end of the sixth hour. And Tosfos Shitase, on Daf Dalet on base, Rasul Chasev, has an argument with Rashi about the limud of, I think it's Abaye talking then, and says, the Torah only commanded you to burn it after it became usher, not in advance of it becoming usher. So this is not true. But your Davish Panatos is just not true. Can't be shy. Can't be. It's not correct. Right? It could be a correct star, just can't be correct. Shot in Tosfos. Because of Tosfos and Daf Dalet and Beis, right, who says that Tashvisa means destroyed in the seventh hour, not destroyed in advance. Yeah? You could say it's Machlokin and Tosfos. What's the Rebbe Dovid thinking? The question is how much you have to defend Rebbe Arvin Dovid when he explains a shita that he's going to reject as a straw man. So in my humble opinion, I think you don't have to defend Rebbe Dovid's shot at Tosfos when he's trying to attack Tosfos. Maybe he's just, okay, he didn't work so hard to defend Tosfos because he wants to attack him. All right? Why? He thinks that's what the Torah commanded you to do. He thinks, even ideally, he thinks that's what the Torah commanded you to do. Unless you need your butt on you against that reality. Okay, but then I'll say he's just more pushed than you. I think it's pushed to me that the David was wrong here, because Tosfos Dimrasul Nechel is the Shitase of Tosfos later in our draft, Dimrasul Emasai. What does Tosfos say? Then Dibra Maskel Emasai, Kashler Reinu Tam. How can you wait to burn until the seventh hour? Ha askina le'el de gaza Rabbi Yehuda b'shasi suro livdok dil ba'asi le'meichel minei. Here I'm going out on a limb. This goes to Zadavkin Rabbi Yehuda, though. This goes to only Rabbi Yehuda. It's not going to help you, right? Because here we're not Rabbi Yehuda. Here we're in Rabbi Meir. So you know what? Okay, that's not gonna help. That's only Rabbi Yehuda, and we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosfos is tricky. Maybe what you have to say is, not what the Tosfos shall say, that Tosfos here only meant Midrabanan. He admitted that Midah Oraisa in the Torah says Tashbisu Achalek, you only have to burn in the seventh hour. He just meant that Midah Bond, and you have to burn at the end of the sixth hour, maybe as a Xera, so maybe not a Xera, you don't eat it. As a Xera, lest you don't burn it right away at the beginning of the seventh hour. So all the two Tosfos and Daf Dalet Beis talking about Midah Oraisa. Here we're not talking about Midah Oraisa, here we're talking about Midah Bond, what Xera she makes. The answer is, Tosfos is saying, Machora, Nerolini is 19. Kavanas Tosfos, Nerolini's 19, Kavanas Tosfos is Zera Midrabanan to burn, again, this old Fiyah Hakmina, at end of sixth. Why? Lest you delay and not burn at the beginning of the seventh. I don't want to say Shema Yochal because that's only for Yehuda. But Nerolin is like the Tosfos Rabbanan, and therefore the Rebbe David got the wrong shot in Tosfos. was just meant, hey, you have to burn at the end of the you have to burn during the sixth hour, midrabanan, because we don't want to take a chance that then the seventh hour will come and you'll get distracted, you'll get delayed, and you'll do an avera. He understood Tosfos and Daraisa. Then that's against the Tosfos earlier. Just want to point out that even if he had the wrong shot in Tosfos, he quoted the Ramban who agreed with this. It could be the right shot in the Ramban. It would fit what the Ramban said. On the Dalar base, the Ramban and Dalar base defended Rashi, who says Tashbisu means bittel. Oh, you can't do bittel in the afternoon. He says, no, the term is Tashbisu in the morning. So this wouldn't work for Tosfos, but it would work for the Ramban, who's against all those Tosfos. So, just point out, but is the Shitas Haramban, as we learned also, I'm not going to cover all dollar and baseball by telling you the end of the share, probably will have, who says that Achalik means you really should destroy it in the morning. Okay, so we have two Shatim as to when you have to destroy your Chametz. If we're not kosher for any mistakes in hours, it weren't this Havamina. Three Shatim. The Rebbe David says, wait till the seventh hour to destroy your chametz. The Ramban and Tosos say, destroy it at the end of the sixth hour, but perhaps for two different reasons. Tosos, the Ramban says, because Mida Araisa, the Torah meant to destroy it in the morning, in the afternoon you should be totally free of chametz. And Tosos thinks, no, Mida Araisa, you destroy it in the afternoon, maybe it's only Xera, Dirabban of some sort.
If Tosos
make another technical error, how do you fit this into the Lashon? Tosso says it's Labdavka. The Ramban says, no, it could be Davka. You can eat the whole sixth hour. How can you eat the whole sixth hour if you have to destroy it during the sixth hour? But it says, well, if you only have a little chametz, you can destroy it by eating it. And then you can eat the whole sixth hour if you have a small enough amount of chametz that you can fit it all in your stomach. Then you eat destroy it by eating it the sixth hour. But it's not a big suda. Let's say this is a small suda. Maybe we're talking about only a little. Meaning, when you said you can eat the whole 6 hours, it doesn't mean you keep eating nonstop the whole 6 hour and you eat like 8 loaves of bread. It just means any time during the 6 hour. Maybe you're only eating less than kibitz or something. So you can get away with it. Okay.
In general, Rebbe, in general, when there's a Tosfot that's an anonymous Tosfot, he isn't committed to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam could be another Shita completely. How do you do it when you have Tosfot?
I'm not sure I understand your question.
When you have the Tosfot of Nechol, and it doesn't seem to fit the other Tosfot of Eimatai, which quotes Rabbeinu Tam, the two Tosfot, do they have to be the same Shita?
No, they
can completely disagree with each other, can't they?
It's a good question. Because you're saying the Tosfot Eimatai is talking specifically within Rabbi Yehuda that you can't wait in the Zixir.
Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbeinu Tam.
The first Tosfos is Rabbi Meir, and the second one is with respect to
exactly.
Rabbi Yehuda.
And, okay. So I realize I was mistaken. I want to explain to you not Nechol based on Tosfot Dirmas Meimasai and Zixir Durban. It's a little tricky. Tosfot Meimasai only finds Mukher for Zixir Durban and Rabbi Yehuda. Tosfot Masal Nechol, I'm claiming as Xerah Durabanan, even according to Rabbi Meir, unless you say Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is so straightforward, but that's a Kiddush that Tosfos does not seem to say throughout the Masechet. But it could still be that Tosfot Masal Nechol thinks there's Xerah
Durabanan. Rabbi, didn't you give us Mordechai once that said what you said now in the name of Tosfos?
It says that the Davka, the Riva, the Tzba would wait until the afternoon to burn.
Right.
That seems to right, which is against what I'm saying against Tosfos and Rashi, they fully got right. Okay, that's clearly my focus. Okay, so let's leave this for now. Yeah, Bible, and then we'll go to the main topic.
When you actually read the Gemara, it seems like it's Davka at all.
It seems very Davka, yes.
This is comparing that to the next line.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, it seems very Davka. Tosfos a little Davka by saying Lav Davka. I agree. Tosfos is Davka by saying Lav Davka. Okay. Let's get to the our main topic. Let's read a little more of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Rava, leave it our main over under the Toshne Shal Sponsor Masha, Mitchilos Halo Nechol. According to Rava, you have the opposite problem. According to Abaye, the Xera of Chometz is too long. According to Rava, it's too short. According to a mayor, your Toa a little less than 2 hours, so we should be gozer from the beginning of the fifth hour for a mayor, which a mayor does not. The answer is no. Hey, Chama Mizrach, Zayin, Chama Meir. No, no one gets confused in the fifth and seventh hours. Even if you can use 2 hours, that would be the fifth and the seventh, because the fifth, the sun is in the east, and the seventh, the sun is in the west. Then we should also, he should also let you eat in the sixth hour, because the sixth, the sun is in the east, and the seventh, the sun is in the west. No. Amar Vadarav, Shizyom, Rekarnas, Akai. No, in the sixth, it's in the middle. Meaning you could confuse the sixth and the seventh, even though the sixth is in the east and the seventh in the west. But they're both close to the middle, so that's confusable. But you wouldn't confuse the fifth with the seventh. For Rav Ali Rabbi Huda or Tom Gibel Shos Chasser Master Mitzilas Dalas Ol Nechal. No, so according to Rabbi Huda, which you make a 3 hour mistake almost, we should be gozer even from the Dalit Hay and Vav 3 hours. No, Kamisha Cham Mar Shevcha Mar Mizra Shevcha Mar Kol Shkain Dalit. If in the fifth you will confuse the seventh, the sun to the east, you obviously won't confuse the fourth. Ihachi Bechamishi Nami Nechal. Right, same question. If so, then why is he goes on the fifth hour if you can't confuse it because the sun's in the east? Tirgam Abaye lead to Rava, ain't it sure this reason? Comments called Masr. There are three answers. The first answer, Abaye helps Rava. He says, Zrizim will confuse the fifth with the seventh hour. But regular, the masses would confuse the fifth with the seventh hour, but not the fourth. Because even in the fifth, it's close to the middle of the sky. So with Dochak, you say the masses will even confuse the fifth with the seventh. That's why Yehuda's goes are on the fifth, but not the fourth. But Rava thinks that's Dochak. No one ever confused the fifth with the seventh. So Rava Amar Lav, how do you talk to Yehuda? Yehuda is asked for the fifth hour, not to the mistake. Ela Yehuda Latami, don't be your chametz all the straight. For Yehuda Lashitase, the second parak, who says that you have to dafka burn the chametz. The Yavali Rabbanah Sha'achas Loka Ba'itzim, they were gozer to burn chametz in the sixth hour. Everyone else says you can destroy it however you want. From Yehuda holds that you have to burn it. Therefore, they said it's also eating in the fifth hour, so you'll stop eating and you'll have free time, so you'll go collect wood, so you'll have to burn it in the sixth hour. Because burning needs wood as opposed to other modes of destruction, which don't need any prerequisites. The Ace Fair of Vina Larafa, Amr Yehuda, Masaj, Shalom, Shas, Biur, Shas, Biur, Shas, Biur, so Ravina has a kasha. He says, no, it's not true that Rabbi Yehuda dafka requires Shreifa. Rabbi Yehuda only requires Shreifa Shalom B'Shas B'Yur. But B'Shas B'Yur, you can destroy it however you want. So why do they have to be considered if you're an hour to collect wood? Destroy it however you want, B'Shas B'Yur. Meaning, Bach looks what that is, but at some time, you have a chance to destroy it however you want. Right? Either you can destroy it beforehand however you want if you don't have wood, or you can wait till afternoon and destroy it however you want if you don't have wood. Elam Rav Exerim Shem Yom Hamahunan. But Rav says for chametz they were gozer even more so than by Eden they weren't choshish for cloudy days. But by chametz they were gozer, maybe in a cloudy day people confuse the fifth with seventh hour because they can't see the sun. So who cares what's in the east or the west? If we're worried about a cloudy day, should be gozer even on the fourth hour because you can make a mistake of up to 3 hours. Rav says no, because everyone eats. Everyone eats lunch in the fourth hour. Since everyone eats lunch in the fourth hour, they'll know that it's not the afternoon. But in the fifth hour, when everyone's past lunch, they could confuse it with the afternoon on a cloudy day. Okay, that's the third and final accepted answer. That's how the Rambam Paskins, as we saw, for the Svarah of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Here we have a tremendous machlokes Rishonim. Exactly what is Shas B'Yuro and what is Shalom B'Shas B'Yuro. What's the fundamental machlokes between Rashi and Tosos here? About Shas B'Yuro and Shalom B'Shas B'Yuro? Now, who wants it in a very, very basic way? Explain to you, what's the machlokes between Rashi and Tosos interpreting this line? Which comes first? Right? That's a good, very basic way. Putting it, which comes first? Right? Rashi says that B'Shas B'Yuro, that Shalom B'Shas B'Yuro comes first, and then B'Shas B'Yuro, while Tosos and most Rishonim say Shalom B'Shas B'Yuro comes first, and then, that B'Shas B'Yuro comes first, and then Shalom B'Shas B'Yuro. So let's just put this on the board. In general, right, if here we have, right, Shalom B'Shas B'Yuro is when you need the Sreifa, right? And then there is B'Shas B'Yuro, which is when it's B'chol Dabar, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, according to our Sugya, What does Rashi say? Rashi says, more or less, Rashi says, Shavuot v'shas b'yiro is the morning, and v'shas b'yiro is the afternoon. While Tosfos says, Shavuot v'shas b'yiro is the afternoon, and v'shas b'yiro is the morning. Okay, that is the oversimplification. That is the base of a closing Rashi and Tosfos. So Tosfos says, why did Ravina doche Rava? He said, what do you mean you need to collect wood? During the morning, you only need to collect wood if you wait till it's too late. If you do it on time in the morning, then you can destroy it however you want. And Rashi says, what do you mean you need to collect wood? You need to collect wood if you want to do it on time. But if you don't have wood, it's no big deal. Just wait till the afternoon, and then you can destroy it however you want, and nothing terrible has happened. That's the basic of Chodesh Rashi and Tosfos. However, within Rashi, within Tosfos, there are different shitas as to exactly the details. Let's start with Tosfos. Tosfos is the... Tosfos is probably the easiest shita, right? How does Tosfos know that it's after the time that you need Sreifa for Rabbi Yehuda? Why? What are Tosfos two times? Why after the time is when you need Sreifa for Rabbi Yehuda? Yeah, because Rabbi Yehuda learned of Nopar, right? If you look at Laban Sein Per, how does Rabbi Yehuda know your Chametz on the Sreifa? He learns it from Notar, right? Notar is also something that can't have passed a certain time. And many other similarities, as we see in the Gemara there. So just like Notar, after the time is when you need to do Sreifa. After it becomes Usser, and after the time elapses when you need to do Sreifa, likewise Chameis, after it's Usser, you need to do Sreifa. So what's the Svara of Tosfos? Let's start with Tosfos. What is the Svara? The Svara is... like Nosar, it's Bisreifa Achar Isaro. Okay, what's the only technical machlokas within Tosfos? Is what about, where's the sixth hour go? On the one in the sixth hour, Midoraisa is before the Isar. On the other, Midrabanan, it is after the Isar. So this is a big machlokas. What is our Tosfos? Our Tosfos holds pretty clearly, right? So within Tosfos, let's go within Tosfos. Here we have our Tosfos versus the Tosfos of Ben Peretz. And who else did I have to follow more? Right, our Tosfos versus the Tosfos of Ben Peretz and the Palomar and the Meiri. That was also on the Bereshit sheet. Okay, what does our Tosfos hold? Our Tosfos holds that when does it need Sreifa? Exactly. Only 7th and on. And the 6th before and earlier, obviously. Right? It doesn't say and earlier, but because, like, why did it say and earlier? Usually don't destroy it earlier. But earlier also you would need Sreifa. That's it. And B'shas B'yuro means the 6th, right? The 6th is called Shas B'yuro because standard, not nowadays. Remember, nowadays we learned that we've changed to burn in the 5th because we started a minhag of doing a second bittel when we burn the chametz, and you can't do bittel in the 6th hour. So we changed the minhag and started burning the 5th. But in the Mishnah, it's pretty clear. What does it say? Sorry, Yil Sheish, right? Very explicit. They would burn in the 6th hour. So this is Mamish Shas B'yuro. Right? Shas B'uro Mamish. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda's sheet of Sreifa is only on the Doraisa, but on the Drabanan, he didn't extend it. He didn't extend his Shita to the Drabanan Shah. He only kept the Shita on the Doraisa Shah. The Svara is, he only kept the Shita, right? What's the Svara? Rabbi Yehuda did not extend his shita to the Isser Drabanan, the Balamor and the Meiri, but he quotes Tosos and agrees with Tosos, and the Tosos and Peretz clearly hold this way. What did Tosos and Peretz say in the end? He says a little different. So let's start with the Balamor and the Meiri. They say, no, it means sextanon. And this means the fifth and earlier. But as far as this is obvious, I mean, I haven't really said anything here interesting. Rabbi Yehuda extends his shita to the Isser Drabanan. Right, remember, he learns from Nosar that it's after the Isser you have to burn it. Okay, obviously, in Doraisa, he'll know it's after the Isser Doraisa. When the Rabbanan goes to the Isser Drabanan, he can also extend this limit from Nosar. You can go either way. Sometimes they make their Drabanan extend all the Din of the Doraisa. Sometimes they only get the Isser Drabanan. They don't have every Din that applies. Okay, so that's the... They say it also means the sixth hour, and then the question just becomes... how can you call the fifth hour Shas Biuro? Right? After all, the fifth hour is not Shas Biuro. The fifth hour is total heter. It's only sore from Tefillah Sheish. So how do you call the sixth hour Shas Biuro according to the Shita? So the Balamor starts out by saying the Shas Bedika, meaning it's the last time of Bedika, according to his Girsa, or his Perish, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But then he says something else a little later. What else does he say? The fifth hour is called Shas Bir, because at the end of the fifth hour comes the beer. At the end of the fifth hour comes the beer, right? The Balamor says two things here as to why it's called Shas Biuro. He starts out by saying, excuse me, give me a second. The Shas Biuro Shachamisha Suzman Bedikas Chametz to Rabbi Yehuda, meaning the last Bedikas Chametz to Rabbi Yehuda before the Xerah kicks in, according to the Yerushalmi. As opposed to many Rishonim. And then he says a little later, I don't know why he needs to give two explanations, but Pirush HaNachon is what we said. Here we are. Oh, the Vikach Nikre Shasa Abir Shachamishes, they should have sofa he shreifas chametz. Because at the end of it, in the sixth hour, you burn the chametz. Get done, the serpent kill sheish. Okay, so he gives two reasons why it's called Shas Biuro. Question. It's not Shas Biuro. So says the Balamor that fifth is called Shas Biuro, either because of the Bedika according to Rabbi Yehuda, or because afterwards you do the beer. The Tosfos Peretz says it a little differently. He says, no. He says, our Gemara meant the sixth, and on the level of Doraisa. But Midrabanan, it's only the fifth. He says, our Gemara talking about the sixth, like Shas Biuro, and said in the sixth you can destroy whoever you want. Because our Gemara is only talking about the Doraisa level. But Halacha Lamaisa, on the Drabanan level, only in the fifth you can destroy whoever you want. So he says, our Gemara meant the sixth, but Lamaisa, it's only the fifth. The Balamor says Argamar meant the fifth. Okay, in any case, these are the two shitas within Tosos. Let's call this Tosos. Right, the only difference between Tosos and Peretz, the Balamor is how to read Argamar. The Balamor says Argamar meant to distinguish fifth and sixth. Fifth is Shas Biuro, sixth is not Shas Biuro. And Tosos and Peretz, so Argamar was distinguished between sixth and seventh. But Midrabanan on the Doraisa level. But they know that on the Drabanan level, it's distinguished fifth and sixth. Okay, but the svar for Tosfos is pretty obvious because it really is a good parallel to Nosar. After all, why would there be a special rule for how to destroy it when it's still mutter? There is no special halos b'chametz when it's mutter. The only special halos b'chametz when it is usher. There's only a chiv to destroy it when it's usher. So it makes a lot of sense. Tosos really makes a lot of sense that the special chumrah of sreifa should only be when it's usher and has a halos chametz on it. Tosos also brings a raya from Yerushalmi. That in the Yerushalmi, it does seem to say pretty explicitly that there's a brisa like Rashi and a brisa like Tosos, except the Yerushalmi says, Ad shaloti gizman b'yirat bar b'chol davar, she gizman b'yirat bar b'chol davar. For that first, in the morning, you can destroy however you want. Only later, when the time comes, you have to use sreifa. But Asher Rav Yehuda says explicitly like Rav Yehuda, while they then have a brisa like Rashi and say that's the chachamim. So he has the Yerushalmi on his side. In the Mechilta, it's a little less clear, Rav David points out, Mechilta only has a brisa like Rashi. Mechilta does not mention Tosos Shita at all. He only says here, Achilta Yeshasa Fiyur Mrs. Gluya Mesreifa. Until the time you do Sreifa. Mishay Yeshasa Fiyur. After the time you destroy however you want. That's Rashi. And who's talking here? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. It's not clear if Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira is trying to disagree with Rabbi Yehuda or trying to be within Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, that is Rabbi Yehuda double goes back and forth. So let's see who's on Tosos' side. Tosos plus most Rishonim. Rav Rishonim plus Yerushalmi plus the Mechilta if it's within Rabbi Yehuda. Right, plus the Mechilta, in terms of Lomar, the Ma'iri, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Aliba, the Rab Yehuda. Who's on Rashi's side? Rashi is against the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says the Chachamim hold, like Rashi thinks Rabbi Yehuda holds. So the Yerushalmi thinks it's a good Svara, but doesn't think it's Rabbi Yehuda's Svara. He might have the Mechilta on his side if the... Oh, sorry. That's something I meant. I meant to put with Rashi. He might have Mechilta on his side if Mechilta is within Imtun Salomar. That Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira is the Mechilta, and Mechilta is Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, which is not so clear. And according to Yerushalmi, the Chachamim hold what Rashi thinks Rabbi Yehuda holds, which doesn't support to me. Svara says a good Svara of the Shita. Matter of fact, supports a better Svara. Yerushalmi would say we paskin that way. You know, even the rule of Tanakh, we don't know paskin that way. But obviously, it's against Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi is Paris. So I just add, you know. Yerushalmi Aliba de Chachamim, which is against Rashi, but supports the Shita. So, we have Rashi Shita, which even if Rashi's wrong, according to Yerushalmi, is not Chachamim Shita, so we have two possibilities that someone has such a Shita. Rashi thinks that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and it's definitely Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Shita in the Mechilta. And Yerushalmi says the Chachamim Shita. So, the question is, what's the Svara for Rashi Shita? Because Rashi Shita seems very strange to be Svara, because it's backwards from Nosar. Nosar, when it's Mutter, there's no Chiv Sreifa. After the time elapsed, it becomes Asur, there's Chiv Sreifa. According to Rashi, Chametz, when it's Asur, there's no Chiv Sreifa. Only before it's Asur, there's a Chiv Sreifa. So, what's the Svara of Rashi? Before we get the Svara of Rashi, we just want to know exactly what hour is which. According to Rashi, there are at least three shitas, I think, according to Rashi, as to what he holds. So let's look at Rashi for a second. Rashi, when is it Sreifa? And when is it Bechol Davar? When is Shelo B'Shas B'Yuro? And when is the Shasta Euro. So, what does our Rashi say? Our Rashi says that, technically, what does our Rashi say? That when is it Besreifa? When is Shalom Shasta Euro? It's a little funny, because that's when most people burn, the sort of Tehil Sheish, right? But what he means is, when you haven't yet done an Isser Daraisa, right? That's what he means. You haven't yet done an Isser Daraisa. A Subishishis. what's the machlok between the Tur and the Rush, father and son? What if she says dafka or lav dafka, right? So here you have Rashi, according to the Rush, he says dafka shishis, right? Dafka shishis is misreifa, but before or after shishis, right? Chamishis and earlier, or shvius and later, is b'chol davar. It's only during shashishis that you have a chiyuv sreifa.
Does everything in this mashmos in Rashi look like the Tur, not like the Rashi? The Rashi says that katan garis and shari, that's why it's the sreifa.
Yeah, it's also.
I especially thought that it made sense because the Meiri quotes a sheet that, like in the footnotes, they attribute to the Mechtam and the Ravya, that this brisa of Ema Sani Omer, straight person, is actually a response to the Taina. Well, if you took a straight fa, you know, I ate him, so what's going to happen? So I thought that if you say that, then this Rashi actually makes a lot of sense. That Kolman, there's no deraisa, maybe even there's no Kashbisu, I don't know exactly what that is, but Kolman, there's no deraisa. So fine, be not that straight fa, there's no loss, there's no loss to the kula. Once you're dealing with deraisa,
I agree, but let me come back to that in a second. Okay, the Tur disagrees based on Rashi later on. And the Tur says, Rashi later on says that when does Rabbi Yehuda Makar Srefa, someone leaves in a Shayara, right? Or goes sailing on the Yam within 30 days, or different yourselves there. Right, needs to burn it. So that's clearly before the sixth. So what is the Tur saying? No, he says shishis and earlier versus shvius and later until the iser, the exact diametric opposite of Tosos, until the iser, it is Bisrefa. After the iser, it is called Dabra. We'll come back to Yaakov's point in a moment. There's a third shita, which is against our Girsa. Rashi, Lefi, the Hagos by Marios, who obviously had a different Girsa in Rashi, because it doesn't match our Rashi. It's impossible in our Rashi. Our Rashi is Shishis. Because where Rashi is, you mean Dafka, or did he mean Lav Dafka? But what does the Hagos by Marios think Rashi says?
Yeah,
exactly. The mirror image of Alamor. That only through the fifth hour you can do whatever you want. Once the sixth hour comes, then you need straight. Once the sixth hour comes, you can destroy whatever you want. That's clearly not a Rashi, but it would read very well in our Gemara. Ravina says to Rav, what do you mean? What's the big deal? Once the sixth hour comes, you can destroy it however you want. So there's no need to let what? Well, according to our Rashi, he means once the seventh hour comes, you can destroy it however you want. So why let what? Just wait for the seventh hour and you'll burn it without doing an Isur Daraisa. Okay, the question is, what's the svarah of Rashi? Because it seems a little perverse to say that when it's mutter, there's a chiyuv sreifa. When it's mutter, there's a chiyuv sreifa. But when it's usser, you can destroy it however you want. Seems a little weird.
Couldn't you say that? When early, the best way to do it is Misrefa. And when you have time, you're earlier, you do it. But once you're in the time of the Easter, just get rid of it. Do whatever you can.
Okay. Good. So, here's the real question within Rashi. There are two ways to read Rashi. One way of reading Rashi is that, give me a second. One way of reading Rashi is that you always should need Sreifa. But what's the only problem? What did the Chacham say to attack Rabbi Yehuda and Daf Chav Zayin? They say any Chomer that leads to a Kula is not a valid Limud. He wants to bring a Kabbal Chomer that we're so machri need Sreifa. They say a Chomer leads to a Kula. How does it lead to a Kula?
You overvalue your mouth.
Exactly. You think that it's a chumra. You have to strength from it. It's really cool. But what if you have no wood? What if you're on a desert island with no wood? Or wherever you are with no wood? I don't know, in a modern city with no wood. Then you won't burn the chametz, and then you'll violate tashvisu and by Rabbi Matzeh. Right? They say tashvisu and by Rabbi, also by Rabbi Matzeh l'chora. So maybe what's Rashi's svara? Maybe Rashi's svara is that fundamentally you always should need sreifa. However, you can't let it lead to a kula. So in the morning, needing sreifa doesn't lead to a kula. Because in the morning, needing sreifa doesn't lead to a kula. Because you're allowed to keep it all morning. But once the afternoon comes, then it'll be a kula to need sreifa. Because if you don't have sreifa, then you'll violate tashmisu by your Rabbi Matzeh. And therefore, you're allowed to be mashmir v'chol davar, so it won't lead to a kula.
Is this for only according to the Torah, or is it any time in the morning? Or is it for
the okay. Very good point. The pashut pshat is that it does not work according to the Rush, right? This pshat would not make sense according to the Rush, because according to the Rush, then... Why in the fifth hour shouldn't you need sreifa? Right? Or the rush? Well, maybe, you know what? Let's come back to it. I think it could, I think it even worked according to the rush, Taka. I think it even worked according to the rush. And I'll explain why in a moment. But let's just ask one other question. What's the other possibility? The other possibility is, based on what Rav Yisr Zalman Meltzer said, if you recall in his footnote on the bottom of the Rabban and Abdallah Rebbe's, if you recall all the way back then, what did he say? He says that for Rashi, remember Tosfos asked a question of Rashi. He said, Tosfos asked a question of Rashi. He said, how can you say Tashbish means Betol? You do tashmisu in the afternoon, and in the afternoon you can't do bittul anymore. So what was the way Rabbi Zalman Meltzer answered off? He read the Ramban as answering up Rashi. He said, no, really, when the Torah said achali tashmisu, you didn't mean tashmisu in the afternoon. L'chachilo, you're supposed to do tashmisu in the morning. Right? The ikrisman tashmisu for Rashi is the morning. So it could be that Ikrisman Tashbisu for Rashi is the morning. After all, Tashbisu also refers to the Bittul, which can only be done in the morning. So it could be for Rashi. So the Ikrisman Tashbisu is the morning. I'm not saying that Tashbisu doesn't apply in the afternoon, but yet. But the Ikrisman Tashbisu in the morning. So maybe the Sreif is only in the Ikrisman of Tashbisu, when you're supposed to do it. Right? When are you supposed to burn Nosar? After it's Usher. When are you supposed to burn Chametz? Before it's Usher. So that's basically or Sameach says, he says, how can you learn the opposite from Nosar? So the governor of Sanal says, yeah, according to Rashi, you can't really learn from Nosar. It's just an asmach that we drop on it. But the Sameach says, yeah, you can learn the time you're supposed to burn it. You're supposed to burn Nosar at later. So later you need straight for you. You're supposed to burn comments earlier. So, earlier need sreifa. So I think there are two ways of reading the svara of Rashi. What's the svara of Rashi? One way of reading the svara of Rashi is that the limud is only for the morning, which is we learned from Zman Shemitsuve Levar Nosar, we learn to the Zman Shemitsuva Levar Chametz. And this is assuming, like Rav Yisrael Meltzer, the time you're supposed to destroy Chametz is the morning, right? Like Rav Yisrael Zalman, that the Iker Mitzvah Tashbisu is in the morning. And that's why Rashi Tashbisu means Bittul, because the Iker Mitzvah is to do Bittul or destroy it in the in the morning. The other derech is that no, the limud is for all times. But can't create a kula, and therefore, in the afternoon, it would be a kula to not destroy. So, hashpasaso. There are two totally different ways to read Rashi. One is that fundamentally the limud is only for the morning. The limud is from the time the Torah wants to destroy Milsar to the time the Torah wants to destroy Chametz, which is the morning, the other pshat is no. The limud is, the other pshat is, no, the limud is for all day long. However, it can't be a kula. So in the morning, there's no kula to wait till you find wood because there's no rush to destroy it. There's nothing wrong with waiting for the last minute. However, in the afternoon, when it's a kula to wait to go looking for wood, because every second you are violating Tashbisa, maybe by Rabbi Mutzing also, then we don't want to lead to a kula, so Hashbisas b'chol davar. What's the obvious nafkamina between these two ways of understanding Rashi, the star of Rashi? The obvious nafkamina between the two ways of reading Rashi? What? But if you have wood in the afternoon, then who discusses that? The Meiri, obviously Nafkamina is the Meiri, right? Nafkamina is if you have wood in the afternoon. The Meiri obviously holds like, I don't know who suggested, you were into this. You're the first one who brought up this. You didn't mean this?
I just realized it can't be true. Because Rashi himself thinks that we're still going to ask the question of Simon of these, even though we know this price.
No, that's before.
No, he relearns the question of Lomat Saitz and what are you going to do according to this price? No, again, just ask it.
One second. Let me think about that. Hold on a second. Okay. It might be true for Rashi himself. I mean, the Meiri thinks it's Pshat within Rashi. Right? The Meiri thinks it's Pshat of Rashi. Says the Meiri is the Sreifa Davka. If you have wood, you always have to burn it with wood. It's only if you don't have wood that you don't want it to lead to a kula, and therefore in the afternoon you destroy it however you can. But if you said fundamentally the limud was only for the morning, then you would say, no, even if you have wood, hash b'saso b'chol davar, because fundamentally there's no limud in the, because fundamentally there's no limud in the afternoon. It seems to me that also the Hagos Maimonides' version, which is not a Gersa of Rashi, really only works to work in the second era. I don't know if maybe I shouldn't put it in Afkamina, but what I would say is this. That Hagos Maimonides only works because if you said fundamentally the limud was for the morning, then when there are Bonner where Gozer and Isser Bashashishis, you should still need to have Sreifa. They shouldn't be makel against the limud. But if you said fundamentally shouldn't lead to a kula, then you could say that Yesh Koch Biakacham Lakar Dokman Torah, and that now that it's a kula and Shashishis, called Tikkun Rabbanan Gain Doreis the Tikkun. So let's just say it like this. Shashishis, if you said the limud is for the morning, then for sure you should need Sreifa. Like, why, after Rabban Asher and Shashishas, would they take away the mitzvah of Sreifa? The mitzvah of Sreifa is still with Shashishas, because it has nothing to do with Kula and Chomer. It's just that the Xavier applies in the morning. But if you say, possible to say that now the Rabbanan made it a kula, because after all, now that it's also to have chametz and shashishas with Rabbanan, now it became a kula to keep chametz and shashishas, because you violate by Rabbi Matzi to Rabbanan and shashishas, and therefore if you wait for what it's a kula, so don't weight for wood, which is, it's possible. You don't have to say. You could say, no, even though everyone asked you to show shishis, they didn't want to change the method of destruction. And that's what our Rashi says. However, not would you say that Rashi says, could you say it lost by money else? If you said fundamentally that you would have straight for the morning, then even Rabbanu goes to Shashishas, you still need straight for. But if you say fundamentally the limud is straight for all the time, but you don't want to end up with a kula, then once Rabbanu goes to Isra Shashishas, now it's a kula to wait till you find wood in Shashishas, and therefore you don't want it to be a kula even on the Rabbanu level, and you're allowed to be mashbis be chal dover. So it's still dachuk this side of the else, but I think you could say it. It's possible. It's impossible to say it according to the way that the limud is only for the morning. It's possible to say it according to the deref that the it's possible to say it according to the deref that you don't want it to lead to a kula.
Just the two questions. I guess kind of related to what you're saying. Number one is that the Rishonim seem to assume that Rabbi Yehuda fundamentally disagrees with the Chacham and thinks that you can't have a limud which has a kula.
Seems to say that he fundamentally. No, we know the Rishonim is against Rashi, right? That's not really Rishonim holds the Chacham are like Rashi. We know the Rishonim is against Rashi, so Rashi's against the Rishonim.
That's it. Tosos also.
Well, the problem is this. Here's the problem. There's a fundamental problem. What's the fundamental problem? Rabbi Yehuda is a Tosav. Let's remember. Let's see why. Yaakov's trying to ask Akasha against the Meiri's Pshat of Rashi. Right?
Right. Yeah.
He's trying to ask Akasha against the Meiri's, not on me, against the Meiri's Pshat of Rashi. Right? Because the Meiri doesn't say it in quite so many words. And against Ibos Mahoney's Pshat of Rashi, according to my logic. Which I think that part of the logic is more the proof. He says, but Rabbi Yehuda is not bothered by having a chumra that comes that osi the day kula. So why do we assume he is bothered? So I'd say no. Shtei tshuvos b'davar. Number one, in the Mechilta, I know he's getting through shot. In the Mechilta, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira comes to say something. It's not clear if he's within Rabbi Yehuda or within the Chacham. If you read Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira as being within Rabbi Yehuda, I think Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, whoever it was, I mean, you have to figure out how the, who was talking here? Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. Okay, you have to figure out how it works out. But if he's within Rabbi Yehuda, what he's saying is Rabbi Yehuda compromised the law, right? But better than that, I would say, Yaakov says Rabbi Yehuda doesn't compromise. He doesn't mind a chumra, right? He doesn't compromise and say, oh, I admit, etc. The problem is Rabbi Yehuda's itosav. Let's remember what happened. First, he tried to come a chomer from Nosar. Nosar is not by Rabbi Yimatzeh. I mean, you don't violate every second you own Nosar. And it's Misreifa. Chomet, which every second is Avera, for sure, it's Misreifa. They said it's a chomer asu de kula. So then he tried something else, right? He says, I'm not going to learn a kama chomer. I'm going to learn a bememati. Just like Nosar, so too. And just like Nosar is Misreifa because it has all of these, it's Asra Chidon, Asra Na'a, and Anish Karis and Bavalto Siru, so too Chomet. And then they said, no, you are wrong. According to the Chacham, Yehuda is not necessarily wrong, Tosafot points out, but according to Yehuda, Yehuda is wrong. Because Asham Toloi and Chatzof Abala Safik, according to Rabbi Yehuda, are Bebalto Siru and are not Misrei, are Bebalto Siru and they partially play Kav Chomets if you have the Chalev and are Asra Rachil and Asra Na and are not Misreifa. So Rabbi Yehuda is just dead, right? He was quiet and then they came up with all these Pitkamim about people who, you know, dug their own grave, as it were, we had savings, right? He dug his own grave. So it worked to us, Ashim Tolim Chatzof of all something is Misreifa. But if it were to him, it's not, so it's ironic that he dug his own grave. Okay, then the question becomes, but he wasn't stupid, right? Meaning, according to the Maskana, the Bavli, he was just stupid, right? He didn't realize that everything he said didn't make sense. So obviously, I'm not willing to say, Taka, he was just nonsensical, right? I'm certainly willing to call him stupid. I'm not even willing to say he was nonsensical. So, l'chora, what you have to say is that Rabbi Yehuda actually said something a little different in the end that's not exactly the Shaka Matari here in the Bavli. So the question is, what slightly different thing did he say in the end that could rescue him? Right? So, now, that's not what all the Rishonim are doing. All the Rishonim are concerned that the Gemara on Daf of Zayin Chav Ches, everyone ends up backwards. Rabbi Yehuda ends up disproving himself, because according to him, Ashim Tali and Katzal of Abala Safik are not Misreifa, so Chavit shouldn't be Misreifa. And the Rabbanan ended up disproving themselves, because according to them, Ashim Tali and Katzal of Abala Safik are Misreifa, so you should also have Chavit as Misreifa. So everyone just, so all the Rishonim are trying to defend the Chachamim. How did the Chachamim not disprove themselves? Or did they disprove themselves? Right? And they say, well, you could always make a different pircha. You could say you can't learn from Kachim to Chulim, etc. They're not all concerned with how to rescue Rabbi Yehuda from disproving himself. But why am I claiming I know Rashi against Rishonim? Why am I claiming that Rashi's not so crazy, even though he's against the Shaka Matarya here? He's not so crazy because Rabbi Yehuda obviously has to have something else up his sleeve, or else he's disproving himself. So what else is Rabbi Yehuda have up his sleeve? He was shosek. But he wasn't stupid, so he was shosek, and he didn't have an answer to that point they made. But he must have had something up his sleeve, so what do you have up his sleeve? So now Rashi's not so bad. Now Rashi doesn't make a lot of sense. Why does Rashi have a version of Rabbi Yehuda that doesn't match what Rabbi Yehuda sounds like Daf Chav Zayin? Because Rabbi Yehuda comes out losing Daf Chav Zayin, but he must have had a svara. So it must be, you're right, he lost that argument when he tried to do the Bama Metzina from Nosar. So in the end, he says, yeah, I just have to modify my sheet a little. I didn't mean across the board it's Misreifa. I mean, it's only Misreifa when it's a Chula, Chomer, and not Misreifa when it's a Chula, and then I go back and my Kabbalah Chomer works. Right? Now I'm okay. So Rashi actually makes a lot of sense according to this Derech, because even though, again, Rabbi Yehuda seems comfortable with a Chomer Asid de Kula in the Bavli, okay, but, Rabbi Yehuda seems like he was saying Chomer Asid de Kula in the Bavli, okay, but then he was in Tosa in the Bavli, so maybe he really has to retract a little and say, I'm not saying Chomer Asid de Kula. Nirushalmi, he said Chomer Asid de Kula. We know Rashi against Nirushalmi, right? So Rashi against Nirushalmi, but within the Bavli, it could be that that's how he would defend himself in the end, because he shows sake, but he obviously had a sar.
In himself, is Rabbi bothered with
the fact? Because you say even in Daf Chav Zayin, you mean the Rashi there, right? Shemit Kolzo, Zari Chomer, Vezmi, Lo Chomer, Yafagav, Darminan. You're saying according to what I just said, we don't know that yet. Right. So Rashi saying, oh, written Daf Chav Zayin, they knew that he only said it beforehand. In which case, that's against the Meiri's way. That's what you're saying. The Rashi's on Daf Zayin of days, you're saying very, very well. What is Yaakov saying? Maybe not everyone is following him. Rashi in Daf Zayin of days says, how could you accuse him of being a Chomer Asid de Kula? After all, once the afternoon comes, you can destroy it however you want. Says, no, it's still a Chomer Asid de Kula. If you're going on a Shayara or on a ship, then if you don't burn it, you'll end up violating my Rabbi Yamatzeh. So what does that prove? That proves that Rashi doesn't think the destroying an Isha Shvias is before your Kula. He thinks you destroy an Isha Shvias however you want, and you can still have a Kula if you want a Shem. So really, it's Mokhar from Rashi, not Chazayim Beis, against the Meiri. One of the Meiri is saying that his version of Rashi. Okay, so I'm saying I'm not necessarily being loyal to every line of Rashi in the whole Masechet. I'm discussing, you know, how I would have formulated this Shita. Right? The Meiri doesn't have to be loyal to the historical figure of Rashi. Yaakov's saying very well. So let's just call this is the Meiri. The Meiri's version. And this is Rashi Atzmo Andaf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. The Meiri's clearly this way. Unless you want to get fancier. Because he says, you still need, he didn't say explicitly my svara, right? Some of the Echron did too, but the Meiri didn't say it explicitly, but he, Okay, maybe one second. Yeah, he does say it this way. He says, he's pretty explicit, right? He says, he says, no, I can get out of the kula because it's a hashpasas v'chol davar. Sounds like. So he says, like, the only reason he says hashpasas v'chol davar is to get out of the kula. But Rashi himself, that from Simon Bay, says, no, even though in the afternoon it's hashpasas v'chol davar, still, even though in the afternoon it's hashpasas v'chol davar, nonetheless, still, it can lead to a kula. Because when you're going on a boat, you're not going to burn it. If you're not going to burn it, you'll end up filing Raya Watsa because you won't be around there in the seventh hour in order to burn it. That's what Yaakov's timing. I think you're making good time now. So we see that here's version of Rashi is not Rashi himself's version of Rashi. Rashi himself hold that the limud is only for the morning. Why? The limud is, like the Yosef says, when you're supposed to destroy it. The limud is for when you're supposed to destroy it. Yes?
And Rashi, that's
then Rashi himself would agree with the first part of Yushami. Yeah, he clearly would agree with the continuation of Yushami. But he would agree with the first part of the Yushami. Great, that seems to be a good ha'ara. That's a good deal. I didn't think of that, but you're saying very well. Okay, so we have
One more thing. It's a kind of, I'm going to tell this, but the story we now want to say Rashi probably fits a little bit less well into the words of Rashi on the base. It sounds like Rashi's trying to explain to you why there's a difference.
Shalom Shaspi, you read that. Where do you see that he's.
So is your.
No, I don't think he's trying to explain why there's a difference. I think he's trying to explain to you why it's called Shalom Shaspi Yoru.
It's not just
a rice yet. Sure. It
does say,
So here it's a little tricky because if Mr. Zalman says that the Iker Mitzvah is before Chatzos, then what does he mean he should wait until after Chatzos and be remarkable Dover that he hasn't done mitzvah, then, you know, at least according to Rashi and the Dalit and Beis at the bottom, which again was a buy-in, we saw we make a whole bunch of buy-in in the end. You'd be violating something. Maybe you'd be violating something. So I think what you have to say is, the only thing I can think of to say is, meaning, why is he saying, no big deal, wait till the seventh hour and destroy it however you want? The chur, but you have to say that even though the ikar mitzvah is to burn it in the morning, it's not an avera if you burn it right away in the seventh hour. It's not an avera if you burn it right away in the seventh hour. And therefore, even if you're not mekayim the ikar mitzvah, if you're not doing an avera, then they didn't need to make a whole seva. Keep in mind, we're not saying it's okay to wait till the seventh hour. We're saying we don't have to make everyone usher for an hour for all of eternity just because one guy might not be able to find wood. So it's not worth it since it's not going to be a big avera. Therefore, it's not worth being zero because one guy can't find wood. Yes. Correct. But at the very least, if you do it right away.
Right.
Which is against the Rashi at the bottom of Daf with Bays, but A, that was only buy it, and worse seems to have a different day later on in the Haven Aleph, and B, that was when it was a Lashon Lav, later on by Matzah. Okay, so, those are Hakira, two Pshatim and Rashi. There is one, what is the difference between the Svara of the Rush and the Svara of the Tor is a little unclear. The Tor actually makes a lot more sense, that why should it be Davka, Bechol Davar, and then Besreifa? And then Davka bin Chol Davar. The Torah.
Maybe Rashi agrees with Tosfos about the limud from Nosar, and only Bishar Shishis with his Anisur Chevtsa Midrabanan, you can do it. And Shah Shmi says because Shema Yochal or Asi Videi Chumra.
That's the Karmasan I'm trying to say. But in which case, then you have to say the whole limud is only Midrabanan, because she's not Achri Sur Doraisa. So let's just the svar for the Torah is very pashut, right? The svar for the Torah is very pashut. What's the svara? Let's just fill in the svaras here. The svara for the svara is that here there's no kula up to the fifth hour. There would be a kula in the sixth hour. What's the svara? According to the Torah, you're going to have either svara. Either you could say there's no kula, and then there's a kula, which to me, or you could say that no, this is the ikar zman hamitzvah, and this is achar zman. Right, the two svaras that we have. What's the svar for the rush? Is a little funny. If you say there's no kula, then there's no kula in fifth hour either. If you say there's no kula in the fifth hour either. If you say, you know, the ikar's mind, it's only the raisa, there's no difference between the fourth and the fifth hour, like the ikar's mind mitzvah is beforehand. So here it's a little unclear what's the svara machalik between five and six. So let's just rush. What's the svara machalik being chamishis with shishis? Is not so clear. Here the Covenant Sinai says what whoever was just wanted to suggest here, which I don't really like very much. He says really the whole thing is only midrabanan, and he's really the same as Tosos midrabanan. Midrabanan, they learned from Nosar that after the Zman of Isra, it's bestrainful like Nosar. But they didn't want to lead to a coup on the Doraisa, so they were only Gozer and Shashishis. Okay, that seems to be a little duffuk, but says the Karmen of Sinel, what's the Svara of, what's the Svara of to be held in the fifth and sixth hours? I must admit, I'm not very partial to the Rush. I don't see how the Rush really has a good deal in Rashi. Why does Rashi in the sixth hour? Because that's what most people are worried about. But says the Karmen of Sinel that the whole din is only Durabanan. And like Tosfos, and really like Tosfos, that's a big finish. He's really like Tosfos after his mind of Isra. But it's only Xerah Durabanan, so it's only in the Isra Durabanan that we're Gozer. That would not fit Rashi Daf Chav Zayin either, who says that also when you go out on a Shayara, or you go out to the Yam, you'd have to burn it according to Rehuda. L'chora, the simple shot is, even to defend the Rush, that the Iker mitzvah d'oraisa is to burn it, to destroy chametz when you're running out of time. When you're running out of time, according to the Rush. If you're going in the desert or out to the Yam, then it's before you leave. If you're home, in the fifth hour, if you think about it, like, there's no Rush in the fifth hour. Like, why would you anyone destroy the fifth hour with Doraisa? That's not the increments of Doraisa. The increments of Doraisa is really to burn it, to destroy it, when you're running out of time. How do we know when you're running out of time? So at a certain point, maybe this part's good, but we quantify in hours, we measure in hours, but Pashtus is that the Rush would have to say a little duffer, but he'd say, no, the Iker mitzvah, the Horaisa is when you run out of time. If you're running out of time. So if you're going on a Shayara, it's before you go on Shayara, if you go to before you go to Yam, and if you're sitting at home, it's in the sixth hour, this is going to become Usher. I think it's still a dumb shot, because how do you define running out of time? What if you're a slow guy? What if you have a doctor's appointment? What if you, etc. But look over, that's what you'd have to say for the Rush, or you'd have to say the whole thing is only Rabbanan, which is really not what it sounds like at all. In any case, I really think the Torah is the right shot. I see no hint in Rashi of the Rush. When Rashi is Shishis, he never means the most Hamishis. He always means the most Shishis. What's he supposed to say? If you want to oppose yourself to Shishis, you say Shishis. Okay, Lani's Daiti, I'm much more attracted to the Torah. Okay, the last thing I want to, but not more than one last thing, But the other thing that we need to discuss here is a lundish issue, maybe for all the pshatim, which is what's the relationship between Rabbi Yehuda and the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Right? What's the relationship between Rabbi Yehuda and the mitzvah of Tashbisu? Interestingly, what's the one thing, the one reason Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say in Daf of Zion you have to burn it? He doesn't say because it says Tashbisu. As a matter of fact, Adra, the Chacham say back to him, Tashbisu called Davar. Right? What does Rabbi Yehuda think? So, this is a big hakira that the Menachas Chinuch brings up. That, okay, we're not going to be able to talk about it now because I only have a few seconds left. But Menachas Chinuch starts with his famous Shita. Remember his Shita? Okay, almost all of us were here on Daf Dalet. Remember Menachas Chinuch's famous Shita that Tashbisu is a passive mitzvah. Right? Not an active mitzvah. Tashbisu doesn't mean destroy. Tashbisu means don't own chametz. If Tashbisu means don't own chametz, then how can Rabbi Yehuda hold that ain't bir chametz el b'shreifa? There is no mitzvah to do anything to. There is no mitzvah to do anything to chametz. It's just an isra say that you shouldn't own chametz. You shouldn't have chametz. So how can Rabbi Yehuda have a shita? So the Menachas Chinuch writes, he says no problem, and he sort of, I think is the first one to talk about this here, if I'm historically accurate. He says, Rabbi Yehuda, he says, well, go to the end of Tzmura. Okay, the end of a Sechet Tzmura has a Mishnah, all things, which things you have to burn, which things you don't have to burn. Things you don't have to burn are called make to burn. Right, you don't have to burn them. So, some things you have to burn, Arla, Kvaikar, etc. There are mitzvah Tashbisu for Arla. There's no mitzvah Tashbisu for Erla. Is there a mitzvah Tashbisu for Kliyakarim? No mitzvah Tashbisu for Kliyakarim. It just means that certainly Suri Hana'ah, the proper way to dispose of them is to burn them. But it's not Midin Mitzvah Say. There's no mitzvah Say to burn Erla. If you look through all 248, you won't find a mitzvah Say to burn Erla. There is no mitzvah Say to burn Erla. It's not a mitzvah Say. It's just a din in the Hefta that this type of Isra Hana'ah is supposed to be burnt. But it's not a mitzvah say, it's just a detail of the Isra Hana'ah says Minchas Chinuch, he says, don't think the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is a din in Tashbisu, necessarily. The Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is not a din in Tashbisu. The Shita of Rabbi Yehuda has nothing to do with Tashbisu. Besides Tashbisu, the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that you need to burn it because it's one of the Isra Hana'ah that is Minan Israfim, like Erlin Klayer Kerem, which is not a mitzvah, it's just a din in the chetz of the Isra that it needs to be nisrafim. Okay, there's many nafkaminas to this idea within Rabbi Yehuda, but I think we'll probably have to come back to that next time, so we're a little behind. Okay, let's come back to discussing some of the deeper lumdas of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, Emir Tashem, which will also be some chazar from that dalet next time. And we'll go on a little in the Gemara. We'll go on a little in the Gemara as well. Okay, so we'll finish this discussion while we do our Mitzvah next time. Okay, if anyone has questions, of course, feel free to ask.